$106,000. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, man, a piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Acid rock, Dave.
Rest in power, Rocky Erickson, recently deceased, head of the 13th floor elevators.
When did he die?
Like in the last 3 months?
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I play this, Dave.
I know.
It's a tribute. What are you cackling at him?
Your subject line.
I need to open that and see what it is.
He died May 31st.
Okay.
He's one of these dudes that, like, he got busted for pot in Texas in, like, 1966.
Yeah.
And then he decided that, like, the easiest way to get out of it, because, like, you know, one joint was, like, life in prison back then.
Yeah.
And so he decided that he was crazy. And so then he just acted crazy and, like, it, you
know. Came up with the 13th floor elevators?
Well, no, that was before.
Oh, well, I would have believed he was crazy by then. 13th floor elevators. All right. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. We have a host of news to get through. I had somebody ask me the other day after we had, or was it yesterday that we had old Pam Bondi on?
Yes, yesterday.
Why don't you guys have more guests on?
Well.
I said, because guests are boring.
And we don't chase them.
Yeah. We're not a guest chaser. To reference a conversation.
Off-air conversation.
We had off-air. If someone wants to come on, we'll get contacted. Like, somebody contacted me the other day, wants to come on, is in this mayor's race. I guess we'll have them on, but I never heard of the person. And I don't, if there are 13 qualified people to run for mayor, I do not want to have 13 mayoral candidates on. I don't frankly want to have any.
I think you kind of got to, like, look at it in tears.
Yeah.
Not crying, but T-I-E-R-S.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who wanted to come on, I'd never heard his name, and then I'm driving down the road the other day, and there's a gigantic bus with his name on it. And I was like, I don't think bus boy's going to win, you know? Yeah. I mean, maybe. You know, I mentioned the Buzz Aldrin, and when we open the 9 o'clock hour, I'll open the 10 o'clock hour this way. We're in the 50th anniversary of the moon landing-ish. And liberals have decided nothing is sacred. Here's the headline from Zero Hedge this morning. Attacks on white male moon landing prove no U.S. achievement is beyond liberals' virtue signaling rage.
Good Lord.
Attempts to diminish the triumph of Apollo 11 and to reassign credit don't just taint the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, but presage the technological decline of the U.S. if it persists with identity politics. Founding fathers are now rarely mentioned in the media without side notes about their slave ownership. The Betsy Ross flag is offensive to Colin Kaepernick and Nike. There's nothing new about liberal attempts to strike at the very heart of American identity. But leaving aside the conspiracy theorists, why, Igor, are we leaving them aside?
Seriously.
We count too. That flag represents us as well. The flag that's not on the moon. The moment Neil Armstrong stepped on the surface of the moon, July 20, 1969, was objectively such a universal milestone that to qualify it seems a fight against human endeavor itself. You understand liberals are saying that the moon landing doesn't count or shouldn't be celebrated because it was white males in an era of segregation that put man on the moon. This is the new.
Didn't they just have a whole movie about, like, the Hidden Figures movie? Wasn't that all about, like, the women?
Wasn't that some black women that did some math or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the theory of the movie, right?
It was what actually happened. Yeah,
but yeah.
Right, it was the plot of the movie. Yeah, it was about that Hidden Figures, because that's not who you see, you know, in the picture.
Well, it talked about it. It says, Hidden Figures, the Oscar-winning film from 2016, was the perfect archetype of this revisionist history, exaggerating and fictionalizing the role of a cadre of politically suitable black women who did an entirely replaceable job and were no more important than the thousands of others involved.
See, I don't know why.
This way, everyone would get to celebrate their own role models, even though in times such worthy changes of focus can end up with grotesque urban myths like Crick and Watson stealing the Nobel Prize from the actually dead Rosalind Franklin. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that seems a little over the top of, like, you know, oh, they didn't do anything. Well, I mean, they did. They were hired for the job.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody
there was replaceable.
Everybody's replaceable on some level.
Neil Armstrong was replaceable.
Yeah.
Someone else could have
gone to the next dude. Guess what? A lot of the dudes that were supposed to go to the moon blew up on another rocket. They talk about it in, you know what the right stuff was? I mean, Tom Wolfe talks about it, and not in the movie, but in the book. He says that the right stuff is you basically, like, you live long enough to make it. Like, guy dies, he didn't have the right stuff. Guy crashes, he didn't have the right stuff. The dudes that made it, they had the right stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not a...
Tom
Wolfe's phenomenal. It has nothing to do with being better than them, because essentially the position is that they're all very qualified, extremely good pilots, but stuff happens.
Yeah.
Experimental engines blow up.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. And so I understand the premise of the article, but I think that's taking it a step too far. Like, calm down. You don't have to dunk on those ladies. They did work.
Well, here's what the author's dunking on. Consider this comment from the Washington Post. The culture that put men on the moon was intense, fun, family unfriendly, and mostly white and male.
I mean, are we sure?
In archival Apollo 11 photos and footage, it's a Where's Waldo exercise to spot a woman or person of color, the article states. We chose to go to the moon, or at least some did. Watching documentary film.
Some were forced.
Watching documentary film Apollo 11, it's impossible not to observe that nearly every face you see is white and male. This was according to the New Statesman. A recent Guardian review of the documentary Armstrong features the writer talking about, quote, good old boys from NASA, elderly white men, every one of them, who you suspect are still pining for the days of American life when men were men and women waited by the phones in headscarves.
Okay.
So, that, I mean, the author of this piece that I'm reading from is overreacting to those types of complaints.
Yeah.
That, you know what, in 1969 in America, we went to the moon, and it was a great achievement, allegedly. Who do you think started the whole moon landing was fake? How do you think that started?
Wasn't it like from the beginning?
Yeah, but I'm saying who? Somebody did it first. Somebody looked at it and said, nah, bro.
That didn't happen.
That don't look right. Somebody said that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if it was like some 13-year-old in his mom's basement. Or whether it was like, or Russia. Russia could have.
Russia.
Can we go blame Russia? When they're not hacking DNC emails, maybe they're spreading moon landing conspiracy theories.
Right. Well, I mean, they did do stuff like that.
13 minutes after. Subterfuge. Subterfuge was Russia's big export.
Uh-huh.
More than anything, Soviet Union, more than anything else they did, they exported subterfuge.
In Soviet Russia, subterfuge, subterfuge you.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Man, you know, this assault on white males, I mean, it's been going on for some time.
Well, it goes on in every single commercial. Have you seen a commercial where the boob is somebody other than a white male?
No.
When's the last time you saw a white male come to save the day for a minority female? In a commercial.
What's going on here? Why, I sense some jealousy or
It's the reality, though. Let me take the other side for a moment, or at least explain the other side for a moment. There's a reality that if this took place, if the moon landing took place in 2019, and you went to Mission Control, where everybody had a fair opportunity to have their skill set evaluated, and the best 100 people were hired, there would be females in the room, and there would be minorities in the room. I mean, that's just a reality of how humanity works and how the hiring process works and how, you know, talent is spread equally. Talent is spread across all races and around, across all sexes, if we're going to say that there's more than one sex now. And I think people look back and say it's a shame that opportunity wasn't spread equally back then, because there would have been, in these historical photos, black faces and Indian faces and, you know, Hispanic faces and female faces and everything else. And I think that's probably true. I think there's a very high likelihood in a room of 100 people or however many people are in these Mission Control photos that there would have been some striking diversity had other people been allowed to hold the jobs. And there's a frustration that we can't go back in time and change things. But I think it goes overboard when you continually harp on it and point it out. How about just recognize the reality? When they go to Mission Control today, you see all kinds of people in there. And frankly, we're probably better for it, because we're anytime you're hiring from, you know why a Carver High School could beat the hell out of Montgomery Academy at any given time? It's not black or white. You know, in football and basketball, it's not a black and white thing. Carver High School is drawn from a pool of 2,000. Montgomery Academy is drawn from a pool of 400 or for less. The bigger the pool you draw from, typically the better you are, which is why we have classification systems in high school athletics. 6A, 5A. I think there's a 7A now, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's right.
7A, 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A. The recognition is the 1A schools rarely can compete with the 7A schools because they're drawing from smaller talent pools. They got smaller pools of opportunity from which to select players. It's not that they go to private schools, so they're not any good. You know, I think Trinity's like a 4 or 5A school, but they have a big private school. You know, a lot of people that they can choose from. And so we're probably better off for the fact that we draw from a bigger talent pool than just strictly white males. And I think that's the frustration you see. And thank you for your call, Puppy. I think that's the frustration you see, and that's why you're getting some of it. But I do think it's ridiculous. It's virtue signaling run amok. Absolutely run amok. Cake didn't have that problem. They were all white male, but they were funky.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Clock.
My watch back to
the great Don Williams. Who did it better? Did a lot of people cover this song?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, we'll head back to the phones in a minute. The Goodson Group, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, wants to hear from you. Bo's a good guy, man. Bo hires the best professionals. He really does. The real estate agents that work with Bo Goodson that can help you buy a home or sell a home or rent your real estate investment properties out, they are really, really some spectacular people. I was talking to one just the other day who getting started over there, and she's doing a great, great job. Got some great properties under list and showing some great houses. And Bo, I'm telling you, man, Bo Goodson, he runs a top-notch organization. Really, really does. 551-0225. 551-0225. You know most people how they find a real estate agent? They click on some ad somewhere, and then it's whoever answers the phone.
Right.
You don't know who you're getting that way. You don't know that you can trust the guy on the other side of the line. You don't know that the gal who answered the phone is trustworthy and any good. You need to call Bo Goodson. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. He's run that Goodson School of Real Estate for almost 40 years. Great guy. 551-0225, or check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. Thegoodsongroup.com. Cranky.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I tell you what, it's finally gotten so hot, we finally reached that threshold where we're getting to reap some benefit from it. It's too damn hot for the mosquitoes to come out.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope what I'm fixing to read to you is going to be the dumbest thing anybody hears today, because if it's not, then we really are hurting.
Yeah.
There was a thing of, you know, why do white people love dogs?
Yeah.
And a Twitter user,
oh, I know. Yeah.
Of Danielle, the lady pail rider, unpopular opinion, white people love dogs so much because deep down they miss owning slaves. They love the owner and master dynamic, desperate for something to control.
Okay. A couple things about that. One is, you're going to have crazies in every group. You can't take the single statements of one
person.
Yeah,
but that's psychopathy.
Well, it is. You know? The second part I would say is, black people own dogs too. I mean, every black family I know has a dog. Every white family I know has a dog. Dogs are kind of universal to the human condition. You know?
Not only that, but like...
Your children are healthier if you have a dog.
Yeah.
I just, we're looking at what's being done to Donald Trump. The man can do no right. There's nothing... Whichever way he goes, he can't do anything right. And if you don't think that they're trying to box us in, you know, just the average conservative guy trying to make it, if you don't think they're trying to box us in and run us down, you know, do a rundown like in baseball the same way, you know, then we got no hope. That's pitiful. That is absolutely pitiful.
Well, my friend, I appreciate you weighing in. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Jason, do you own a dog?
No, but I did when I was little.
Okay.
I had two of them, actually.
You racist.
My dog. My dog was amazing. He was a mutt that we got from the pound. Yeah. He was the best dog ever.
That means you have white ancestry, my friend, if you had a dog.
Well, I'm half white anyway. So
well, see, there
I
you go. I knew it. I knew it. See, dog owner.
I'm either the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds. I'm not sure yet.
I'll give you the best. I like you. We'll take the best.
Depends on the day, right, Jason?
Hey, I don't know, man. Hey, you have to ask the people that know me. But I guess I wanted to make two comments. One was to the article. Roslyn was robbed, but that was just how it worked out. Watson and Crick didn't know what they were doing until they got with her, and she gave them the crystal structure DNA. But that's something you'd have to read up about. But I just wanted to mention that. But the second thing is, The biggest outrage that we should have about the whole moon landing thing is not the representation or racially or gender-wise or whatever. It's the fact that there was a third dude on the moon with Neil and Buzz, and nobody talks about it. He doesn't get any credit.
Who was the third guy?
Who was the third guy?
I can't remember.
Yeah, well, you don't know either.
No.
One of them stayed in the capsule.
I'll say that, yeah, there's a third dude that...
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but he wasn't on the moon.
He was in a capsule.
He was orbiting the moon.
Right, this one. Well, I actually thought he landed with them, but you're right.
Mm-mm.
But nobody talks about him. I actually just heard about him myself yesterday.
Never got in the moon. Walter Cunningham.
No, yeah, is that right?
That's him.
Oh, Walt.
Yeah, nobody talks about Walt. Everybody knows Neil. Everybody knows Buzz. But it was like, hey, the other guy was there too. If he didn't pilot the ship, they didn't have a ride home. But
no, it was Michael Collins. Excuse me. Even the website I went to the first time had it wrong. It was a guy named Michael Collins. Buzz Aldrin piloted in the moon lander.
The capsule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong was the commander, so he got to go out first. Michael Collins had to hang up in the orbiter.
Yeah, Neil was like, hey, wait a minute, Buzz. I know you just landed us. You know, like, you know, you took over and, you know, from the computer and you landed us, make sure we didn't die, but I'm the commander. I'm going first, pal.
I get the full rank.
You guys realize if Buzz Aldrin hadn't taken over, they would have been abandoned up there on the moon?
Hey, check rank.
Hey, y'all have a good day, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
It's neat how they worked in that little bit of drama into the Hollywood story.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, guys, we didn't plan for this eventuality. We're headed right to the edge of a crater. That's okay. It's okay, Commander. I'll take over.
Because everything goes as planned, right?
I've got it. I've heard the audio. In its entirety, the like 3-minute descent or whatever.
Right.
They go from 1,600 feet to 400 feet very quickly, and then they really slow it down and start easing it. Like they go from 1,600 to 1,400 feet so fast, you're like, oh my gosh, they're gonna hit the ground. And then it's like 400.
Yeah, because he busted out the thrusters, man.
Tree fitty. They just kind of ease them on down there. Look, you know, I go back and forth on this. I'm not a solid conspiracy theorist on moon landing. There are days like today when I get all caught up in the patriotism of it. I think, yeah, hell yeah, we landed on the moon.
Exactly.
Take that, Saudi Arabia. Take that, China. Take that, Russia.
Take that, India. Canada.
But then
you ever done?
Then there are days I'm like, you know what's going to happen if President Trump loses and there's like a 3-month window? After the election, before he's...
All the secrets are going to come out.
He's going to release the original B-roll from Arizona. He's going to open up the barn doors out there at S4 and show us the aliens.
I knew Stanley Kubrick. Me and Jeff Epstein used to... like Fredo and Godfather 2. Yeah. Johnny Oll used to take me here. Whoops. Now Michael knows.
Auburn House Wash, 826 Wash. My man over at Auburn House Wash is a guy named Spencer Mann. He is absolutely phenomenal. This guy understands the business of keeping houses clean. Everybody keeps the inside of their house clean. But some of you, well, not everybody. Some of you are hoarders and gross. But most everybody, sane people, keep the inside of their house clean and orderly. The outside, though, sometimes suffers a little bit. You know, you get some mold and mildew on those roof tiles. You get some slime growing on the north side of the brick or the wood or the vinyl, and you just need to get that taken down, get it looking good. That's where Auburn House Wash comes in. For a fraction of what you believe it probably costs, they'll give your whole house a bath. And proprietary low-pressure system, a soap that does the job but doesn't damage the structure in any way. Really, really good stuff. Auburn House Wash, they're licensed, they're insured, uniformed, prompt, professional employees, and I can't recommend them highly enough right here in the River Region. They have a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com, or find them on Facebook.
I feel so bad.
It's a great song.
I'm so lonesome all the time.
This is better than the Linda Ronstadt.
I was going to say, I'd have gone with Linda Ronstadt.
You think so?
On Blue Bayou.
I don't know. I like her version, too.
She's certainly easier on the eyes.
especially his.
Saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Netflix shares are skidding down 11% after the streaming service reported fewer U.S. subscribers at the end of its spring quarter compared with the start of the year. Gary Kaltbaum of Kaltbaum Capital Management says this is a big disappointment for Netflix.
Now you got major competition from Disney and Warner, and I'm wondering whether they're going to have to lower prices going forward to compete with Disney, who has lower prices.
A federal appeals court has upheld the conviction and prison term of former drug company executive Martin Shkreli for defrauding investors in hedge funds he founded. Shkreli's attorneys argued the jury was instructed incorrectly about securities fraud and the millions he was ordered to forfeit was excessive. The judge rejected the argument. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
After 10 o'clock, Chuck Berry. A Dave suggestion. Promised Land. That's Alabama, right? The Promised Land?
Mm-hmm.
That where No, Alabama's like children of the corn. Doesn't matter how far you drive in one direction, you wind up right back in the center of town. That was a joke, people. That was a joke. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Speaking of Alabama, if you own a business inside the state of Alabama, get on the phone with Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. For the last 40, 45 or so years, Greg Wren has specialized in the insurance business, and he does a better job than absolutely anyone of working with employee benefits packages. Guys, if you own a business, if you manage a business, you need to get in touch with them because nobody's going to do a better job. I'm just telling you, nobody's going to do a better job. There's like an 80 or 90% chance, he tells me, that you are probably paying too much money. Too much money for your employee benefits, meaning your employees are losing out on money they could be using to take home and take care of their sick children and feed their kids and save up for vacations and retirement and pay for a car and pay down credit card debt and everything else. And you're stealing that money from them because you're too lazy to pick up the phone and call Greg Wren. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day to do that. 356-1502, 356-1502. Check them out online, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Here's a headline I didn't see coming. I wonder if Netflix is going to put what's that show called? House of Cards back up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin Spacey acquitted?
Yeah. Well, they dropped the case against him. Prosecutors groping case against Kevin Spacey.
Groping. That's just like, that word like just connotes just like pure creepiness.
Yeah. You don't grope anything else unless it's in a horrific fashion. Right. You don't go to the store and grope a melon.
Right.
Let me grope these melons and see. I hope you're not groping melons at the store.
I am.
You don't go over there and grope a watermelon and see if it's ripe. Hey, honey, would you go grope those bananas real quick and see if they're too soft to buy? No, it's got half price Thursday at Brewster's if you bring your own banana. I was over there the other day getting a cup.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And I looked inside, and on the sign it said, half price banana splits on Thursdays if you bring your own banana. And I died laughing. I asked the woman, I said, is that true? Do you really get a half off your banana split if you bring your own banana? She goes, hell yeah. And I said, now the big question, do people do it? She goes, you have no idea.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, a banana's like 10 cents.
On what day?
I think it's Thursday.
That's today.
Well, Dave, go grope you some bananas and find a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Prosecutors dropped a case Wednesday accusing Kevin Spacey of groping a young man at a resort island bar in 2016 after the accuser refused to testify about a missing cell phone the defense says contains information supporting the actor's claims of innocence.
In text it said, come grope me. I'm at the bar.
Spacey was charged with indecent assault and battery last year and the only criminal case been brought against the actor since his career collapsed amid a slew of sexual misconduct allegations. Guys, now I'll admit, Kevin Spacey looks creepy. He probably is creepy. But now you can't say he's creepy.
He's in a lot of good movies, though.
What, like K-Pax?
No. Usual Suspects?
Oh, good movie.
LA Confidential?
Good movie.
Come on.
K-Pax?
K-Pax.
Remember that?
I do. I don't.
Remember that time he was an alien?
I have a funny story about like some of our buddies that we had, like, you know, one of our friends. It's like, you know, you got like, you know, people that are like overly sensitive or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they were like all on a plane.
You're
and
talking about, do I know people and, like everybody?
Well, no, but I mean like touchy feely kind of, you know what
oh.
I mean? Not like, oh, you know, she looked at me wrong, but just like, you know, cry when they see pictures of dogs and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
So they're on a plane watching the movie, but they're all separated, and they like get off, like they're getting off the plane, and like the other two dudes are like, God, that movie was terrible. And their other buddy's just bawling, like, it was so good. K-Pax.
No.
So they started calling him K-Pax. No. So they'd be like, oh, you mean K-Pax over here?
No. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
Actually, it wasn't a terrible movie, though.
I never saw it.
What?
Why would I have seen that?
It's in the Kevin Spacey canon.
It looked terrible.
It's actually not terrible. I wouldn't have cried over it.
You know. What if you were on an airplane?
He's kind of a sympathetic figure in like a mental home.
Mm.
Right? Turned it into an alien.
I agree.
Spoiler alert.
Well, right. Was he actually an alien?
It's
vague. It's vague. Left up to the viewer.
You don't know.
Left up to the viewer.
You don't know. He puts on sunglasses, and he looks like he might be an alien. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know with sunglasses, Baron. Anyone can be an alien, right?
Yeah, but they listen. Dave put on sunglasses.
Oh, wait, this isn't a visual medium. No one got the joke.
I didn't get it until I looked back up.
Oh, I know. I was waiting for it.
Netflix, though, dropped Kevin Spacey. They dropped all his stuff, including their very profitable House of Cards. And now Netflix has reported its first net subscriber loss in the U.S. in history. Ever.
Wow.
Continued subscription price hikes might finally have reached the end of some consumers' patience in the U.S., judging from an overall paid subscriber decline. You know why I would ever cancel Netflix? I might cancel it, and I have in the past and then got back on. You know why I might cancel it for good? Because I can't search their library, and it drives me nuts.
Yes.
Just give me an A to Z and let me look through it.
Correct.
I don't have to see the cover of the thing. You know, but there's
the other
all
thing
this
is,
stuff.
So it's funny because, you know, you do the Facebook memories thing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what mine is from today? Mine is literally from 1 year ago. Dear all showrunners, network TV programmers, executive producers, Netflix execs, premium cable suppliers, every content provider that depends on subscribers, drop something during the doldrums of summer and watch your profits soar 6 weeks until college football and all the binge-worthy shows appear to be on hiatus until next year. There's nothing on. There's nothing to watch. There's nothing new. They haven't dropped a new season of anything good. They haven't dropped anything new that's good. I mean, a lot of people that I know are resorting to watching that stupid Last Czar show, like about the Romanovs, that's like half a drama and half like has modern historians talking about the drama. I mean, and that's what passes for entertainment these days. Like, give me something good. Nothing to do with aliens or genies. Or whatever the, you know.
Or zombie. I don't want to see any more zombies, aliens, or fantasy.
Correct.
And I don't want to see any dadgum superheroes. I'm sick of it. Give me a drama.
Correct.
Something I can watch.
Correct.
I want a hero, and I want something that's tidy. If I'm watching episodes, I want tidy episodes.
If you're listening, hire me to adapt American Tabloid, and the profits will soar.
Watch profits soar.
I'm just telling you. Step one, have idea. Step two, you know, like, make
murky.
It, you know.
Profit.
Step three, question, profit.
Yeah. There's a murky step in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know.
But I think that's why they're losing subscribers.
Well, because right now, why would I, I mean, like.
No, but these are people canceling. These aren't, like, not people not signing up. These are people that cancel.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but, like.
Why am I paying when I can just.
I literally was just talking about it yesterday. I mean, like, the only reason I get on Hulu is because I have the free through Spotify Premium. Spotify Premium, I will never cancel.
Listen, I have Spotify Premium. I cannot figure out how to get on Hulu.
Look through your email. They probably sent you a link, and that's how I did it.
The hell?
I'm just saying. That's because I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Hulu sent me a link or Spotify?
Spotify.
No, they did, and when I click on it.
It doesn't work?
It takes me to a login page, but it doesn't give me credentials. And if I use my Spotify login, it doesn't log me in. Do you use your Spotify login to log into it?
I think I had to make up another one.
See? It doesn't give me that option. It acts like I'm already subscribed.
Ugh.
Yeah, that whatever.
That probably means you did it once.
You know what?
You can't remember.
No.
And now it's too much hassle.
That's the thing. It's too much hassle, and it's too much time. I got too much stuff I do anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Coaching basketball,
right.
Working, multiple jobs. I don't have time to take
hosting
up a new
an award-winning, very popular radio show every day, every weekday.
Most popular show in the history of Montgomery.
Well,
best show ever produced anywhere on earth.
With the fire bumper music, the best callers, the best topics,
greatest
the best
host lineups
shows.
Ever.
Seriously.
I mean, I don't have time for Hulu.
No. Either works or it doesn't.
When I have downtime, I listen to podcasts to myself.
It's also kind of like, they don't really, you know.
Someone thought I was serious just then.
They're not coming with the heat.
No.
On, what do you call it?
I wouldn't cancel.
On Hulu.
I wouldn't cancel Spotify Premium.
Right.
But a lot of these other subscription services I have, I may cancel. Save you like $100 a month. You cancel all of them.
I did that recently. And if you just go through, especially if you have it on a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
You'll like, I mean, truly, like, I think I told you this, like, right around the time that I was starting to do this. I kept getting these charges and I was like, what is going on? And finally, I like went through my bill and everything that was like non-essential or like I had one thing that I hadn't used in like 6 months and it was charging me $9.99.
I was getting charged 99 cents a month from Adobe.
Right.
I don't know what I had to sign up for to download something or something.
Adobe.
Yeah. Fred.
You know, I think y'all might have touched on something. Pardon.
We touch on a lot on this program, big boy.
Yeah, well, you
we
know.
We touch on it. We don't grope, though.
We don't
we
grope.
We just touch.
Yeah, well, and grope. Kevin Spacey was groping bananas in K-Pax, if you remember.
That is true. He was groping bananas in K-Pax. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
We're at the nexus of the universe, Jerry.
Wow. Genius around the world stands hand in hand, and one shock of recognition runs the whole circle round. Art Linklater said that.
Art Linklater. Yeah. It just kind of struck me. I wonder if that was the start of all this.
No, had nothing to do with it.
So, but that's like we're just attuned with the universe, you know? If everything's connected, you don't have to draw, it doesn't have to be a conscious connection. That was a subconscious connection.
Yeah.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
I thought I'd throw that out there.
Do you believe your brain holds on to every perception it's ever had?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
And that everything's accessible somewhere. So in my brain somewhere, I knew he was groping bananas.
I don't know if you knew it.
But I mean, there's a difference between availability and accessibility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
There's no doubt
about
that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was available. I mean, I'm not saying it was accessible, but it was available. I'll give you an example of this concept. You wake up in the middle of a dream, right? And you for a fleeting second have an idea of what was going on, and then you forget about it, and you try to grab, and you're like, oh, I was in a car, I was with where was I? What was I? And then you lost it.
Right.
And at noon the next day, a buddy calls you out of the blue. A guy named Steve. You answer the phone. You go, Steve, hell, you were in my dream last night. We were in a car. We were going to Panama City. And we were at the top down, and we a big bottle of rum. Right?
Yes.
That's the difference between availability and accessibility. It was always available. It just wasn't accessible.
I think that's 100% like a thing.
So you think every perception you've ever had, every dream you've ever had, every thought, every smell, every sensation, right now you don't realize this, but you can feel all of your clothes all over your body. Thank you for that, by the way. And I just put everybody's breathing in manual mode because everybody right now is paying attention to their breathing in, out, in. But you can think of every piece of clothing, your shoes, your socks, your jeans, your shirt, your watch, your wedding ring. You feel everything on your body right now. You think your brain holds on to that forever?
Sure.
You think that there's a way to tap into that brain somewhere and go back to August 4th, 1994, and you know, okay, I was wearing a yellow Grateful Dead shirt.
No.
I had some monkey, jams on.
I don't know that you can quite do that, but I think that it's, like you said, it's accessible. It's like one of those things that, like,
it's available.
It's influenced you somehow, and so, like, that's the whole, I mean, you're explaining the concept of the subconscious, basically.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you think that's all stored somewhere, even if it's not accessible, it's available.
Yeah, probably.
That's nuts. I mean, if that's true, we got to find a way to hack the brain because that is tremendous value.
I think Elon Musk is working on it.
Oh, is he the one boring holes in people's heads? Alabama Home Mortgage. It's the middle of a heat wave, people, also known as July, which means school year is just around the corner. You need to get in that new house. New home applications are skyrocketing at Alabama Home Mortgage. You can get in on that gravy train. Call her, 567-4223. Put in an application. You find out exactly how much house you can afford. Some banks will loan you too much money. They won't give you any warning. Now you qualify for this, but maybe you ought not buy all that house. Kim Williams will help guide you through the process. And if you don't qualify immediately, she'll tell you how to get qualified. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. The first sponsor ever to the program, our longest-running sponsor. And someone who's helped me personally twice get a home mortgage and a refinance. Kim Williams can help you for the first time or the second time or the third time. Just call her. 567-4223. 567-4223. Check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com, or find her on Facebook. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty.
Always on time. They try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This song that created Fleetwood Mac as you know it.
Right.
Mick Fleetwood looking for a replacement for Bob Welch. Here's Frozen Love and says, I want those two. Probably the greatest freshman effort ever for a duo. I hate that they kicked him out of the band. I'll go see Fleetwood Mac if they let Lindsay back in. 53 minutes after 10 o'clock, 7 minutes now to the top of the hour. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I guess we'll take a phone call. I want to get into this social media face app thing because people are freaking out about it, and it's not necessary.
Losing their minds.
It's not necessary. Not necessary. Your humble host used it. He's safe. He's fine. They haven't taken him. Him and kidnapped by Russians yet.
Who's yet. This?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
On the anniversary of the moon landing and stepping on the moon, I wonder how Terry Adams feels today.
I don't know. I'm sure he's fine.
He's been the great denier. You've been a partial denier. How do you feel today?
I explained it earlier. You know, I go back and forth on this moon landing. Sometimes I think there's just bulletproof case that no way we landed on the moon. And sometimes I think it's more wish. I wish we landed on the moon. I hope we landed on the moon.
Well, you know what? You were not alive.
Actually, let me say this. I think it'd be more badass if we faked it and got away with it.
No, it wouldn't. That's a dumbass statement. Oh, excuse me. That's a dumb statement. But you know what? That has made anybody say that sound really dumb, man.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I saw it happen. Every one of them.
I've seen a lot of movies, too.
And were you there on the moon?
Baron, that is so naive. No, we saw him land on the moon. I guess the Saturn rocket that took off was a movie too.
Could have been.
Well, or
and the Saturn rocket I saw at Marshall Space Flight Center, that was a movie too.
Just because a rocket goes up in the air doesn't mean it eventually lands on the moon.
Oh my God! See, okay, good. We might need to put you in the progressive category if you're that dim-witted, but I know you're smarter than that. It's a good bait for a lot of us, but. The one I feel I'm worried about is Terry Adams because he acts like he doesn't believe we went to the moon. I guess the Chinese are not up there now. They're making movies of their robot on the moon, aren't they?
No, I think we have a robot on Mars. But it's a far cry from putting a robot on the moon at a crash landing pace, and the same thing in Mars, and having a controlled descent from a lunar module that looks like it was made with tinfoil.
It was.
And then have it put back, able to launch back off the moon surface and hook up with an orbiting
module and then make its way back to safely into the ocean and then be scooped up. I mean, it's just... It's look, I go back and forth on it. There's some days I'm 100% like, yeah, of course we landed on the moon. It's bulletproof. And some days I'm like, that would have been so easy to fake.
Wow.
So easy to fake.
Boy, you really need to have that part of your brain checked, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's so easy to fake. I could have faked it in my... Especially now. With the deep fake videos now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the deep fake of Jim Carrey in The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
Coolest video I've ever watched. Scary, frankly.
Yeah, it's weird.
Scary. I mean, the fact that you could deepfake something like that. Speaking of deepfake, this new face app, I put my profile picture up yesterday as an old man. If you have not heard of face app and the...
subsequent controversy about it being...
People are totally freaking out about this face app.
Yeah.
Because everybody in the country downloaded it in like 72 hours, took a picture of their face, and put it on Facebook.
Right.
I mean, your Facebook feed right now looks like a retirement home.
It's kind of crazy exactly. It just makes you look like your dad. Because, I mean, mine, the picture I took, I was like, oh, look, I look exactly like my dad.
Yeah.
But frighteningly.
Yeah. I think it does a better job with men than women.
Yeah.
But... You know, and some of the... I took three or four. I took four. Like, this one makes me look like I'm 106.
Right.
And then...
Also, but the funny thing is, like, if you look at that, you know what it does? It makes your nose bigger, and then it just makes the wrinkle... And then, like, emphasizes wrinkles around your eyes and wrinkles on your forehead. Because if you pull that up and put it next to mine, we look the exact same.
But then, like that, it didn't age me that much. You know? It just gave me white hair and a white beard.
Yeah, but you look mean.
Well, I am mean, Dave.
Nah, you look real mean in that one.
Haven't you heard what my critics say about me?
That's true, but, you know.
I do look mean in that one.
Yeah, you look like you just got bad service at a fast food restaurant there, and you really want to speak to the manager.
No, you know what I have? You know why I look mean?
Because you're going to go home, and you're going to complain about it on Lunch in the Gum.
You know what? You know what's right there in between? That's red wine stains between that lip. That's why I look that way.
I think that the Russian thing is like a great example of like industrial sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the Heineken has historically been the number one imported beer in America.
Heineken's amazing.
And especially like before everywhere had a brewery and you could get, you know, but like 70s, 80s, 90s, like Heineken
was Bud Light or Heineken?
Right. It was the imported beer. And Corona started gaining on it. You know, the 80s, like, you know. It's like had that beach feel, you know, let's party, you know.
More Mexicans.
Yeah. And let's party, you know. And
white wine and cocaine were big.
Right. And Corona. So Heineken did like one of the greatest instances of industrial sabotage ever. They started the rumor that the brewers in Mexico were peeing in Corona vats and sales of Corona tanked. And I think that, like, I think somebody did
just peeing in a Corona vat.
I think Facebook probably did the job on it on this face app thing.
Yeah.
And they're just going to come out with their own version.
People are quoting the terms of service like they own your likeness, they own your face, they could do whatever they want with it. I'm like, have you ever read the terms of service of a single app? Every single person that's texted me that has Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, you realize all those people store every picture? You know, your Snapchat picture goes away, your nudie picture you sent your boyfriend, it goes away. But you know who, it goes away on your phone, it goes away on their phone. You know where it doesn't go away from?
Russia.
Snapchat servers.
A.K.A. Russia.
And you signed up for a term of service that says they can use that image any way they want.
Any way they want.
And so they can take your naked body that you voluntarily handed over to them, put it in a porno ad, and put it up on the internet somewhere and make money off of it. You can't do a damn thing about it. And I'm supposed to be worried about looking like an old man?
If they did that to me, it would be a bestseller.
I can assure you, Dave, it would not.
Hey now.
We'll be back. There's some great guitar work here on Frozen Love. Around the 4-minute mark. Thanks to my friend Greg Phillips who pointed that out. We'll be back.